We talk often about going green and saving money at the gas pump as well, but there are signs now that there is growing momentum in our area for electric cars. The DC Auto Show has been showing off a number of options, and that's currently going on still at the convention center. But what do you need to know if you're interested in an electric car? Joining us now with more information, Joan Michelson of Green Connections Radio is in the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center. Joan, welcome back. You know, one of the reasons people may have hesitated in the past about an electric car is certainly the concern over charging stations. Where are they going to get more juice? But we're hearing now that more of them are popping up, and even builders are getting into the act.
Absolutely. It's great to be here. Thank you. Yes, and I really suggest that you go to the auto show and see what's out there, because every automaker virtually has electric vehicles or plug-in electric vehicles. One of the key things that I think people forget is comparing prices for include maintenance. Obviously, in an electric vehicle, you don't have to change your oil, but in a plug-in electric vehicle, you do, because you do have a small gas engine. A Chevy Volt is a plug-in electric hybrid. It's not actually an electric vehicle. So you still have to account for gas. You still have to account for oil changes, and you have to account for charging it. Most of these cars you can charge at home, but not all of them. And even some of the parking garages in town, PMI has taken a big lead on this, and they've put it in about 10% of their locations now, including BWI.
I was just going to say, I saw some at BWI the last time I was there. What's the trend now for electric cars? What are you seeing at the auto show? What are people most interested in? How does the future look for the consumer and for the electric car industry?
The future looks great. In fact, if you're looking for a job, the automakers are hiring like mad. Mm. And they really want, especially, if I may, women and minorities to increase their staff for that sector. There's all kinds of models coming out. Most of them are small, which makes a lot of sense, but not all of them. I mean, the Chevy Volt, the Tesla, for example, just won Motor Trend's Car of the Year, the sedan, which is the very first time mm-hmm. that an electric vehicle has won an award of that stature.
It's a nice-looking car, too.
Yes, it is. Yeah. What should car buyers know before they begin their search for an electric car? You just gave us one example. What are some of the others?
Well, they need to look for an electric car or a plug-in electric hybrid the same way they would look for any other car. And consider your driving habits. Consider the roads you're traveling on. Consider how many people you need to carry, whether you need to carry stuff, if you need to carry a lot of equipment for your job, and obviously your budget. And what is your driving style? I mean, do you want a sports car? Do you want a small car, like a smart car? But look at your priorities. I mean, what is more important to you, to be able to be within a certain budget, or is it to be able to charge everywhere? Is it for commuting mostly? Do you need to be able to park it in the garage where you work and charge it there? It depends also on the charging time. Each car has a different amount of time that it takes to charge. So you really have to become educated on this. And you can go to edta.org. The Electric Drive Transportation Association has a lot of great information specifically on these topics. And all of the automakers are offering information on this now, too. We're going to have links on our blog on WTOP.com as well.
Yes, we wanted to remind our listeners to check out the living page at WTOP.com for more information on this. Great stuff. Thanks, Joan.
You're welcome.
It's Joan Michelson of Green Connections Radio.